The problem is not always traffic. It's what happens after the click. I get a lot of emails telling me there is room for improvement in my social media, or SEO, or email marketing. Cheers, I'm sure there is. But that's not exactly groundbreaking, is it? There is always room for improvement somewhere. That's easy to say. The real question is whether it's actually the thing holding results back, whether it matters enough to prioritize, and whether improving it is likely to make a commercial difference. That is where much of this generic advice falls apart. The issue isn't always getting people there. If your website is getting traffic but not enough inquiries, the problem may not be what happens before people arrive. It may be what your website does with that attention once they land. This isn't just about social media either. It's about all the ways people might already be finding your business. Search, LinkedIn, referrals, networking, email, Google Business Profile, direct visits, word of mouth, whatever is driving people in. Fine, great. But then what? That's the bit people skip. Most businesses already have a website. That is not the issue. The issue is whether it's bringing in the right inquiries and doing enough with the attention it already gets. A website can still look decent and underperform. That's what catches a lot of businesses out. Nothing looks obviously wrong. The site feels respectable enough. It may even be a big improvement on what was there before. But that does not mean it is doing enough. It can still be too vague. It can still be too broad. It can still be weak on trust. It can still make people work too hard to understand why they should choose you. It can still leave them poking about for a bit, then disappearing off. And if that is happening, pouring more effort into what happens before the click does not really solve much. If the website is not converting, more activity before the click rarely fixes the real issue. That is the trap. More traffic does not fix a website not converting. A lot of marketing advice stays upstream. More visibility, more content, more activity, more reach, more clicks. All fair enough. But if the website is not doing its job when people arrive, all that extra effort can end up feeding the problem rather than fixing it. Because that is where the real test happens. Someone lands on your website. They try to work out what you do. They decide whether you feel credible. They compare you with someone else. They make a call on whether it's worth taking the next step. That moment matters far more than most businesses realize. If your positioning is vague, your message is too broad, or trust is weak at that point, then more traffic is not the clever answer. Not yet, anyway. The better question to ask. That is why I think the better question is not, could we improve our traffic? Of course you could. The better question is this. If more of the right people landed on the website tomorrow, would it actually help enough of them choose you? Would it make the value clear quickly enough? Would it build trust early enough? Would it make the next step feel obvious enough? Would it give people enough confidence to stop looking elsewhere? Because if the answer is no, that's where the real drag is. What the website and conversion review is there to uncover. Sometimes the issue is traffic. Sometimes it's visibility. Sometimes it's the channel. But often the bigger issue is that the website is not converting enough of the right visitors, even when attention is already there. That's exactly what the website and conversion review is designed to uncover. It helps identify what may be getting in the way of inquiries, trust, and action, so you can get your site on track and get it working harder for the business. The real diagnosis. If your website is not converting enough of the right visitors, then improving what happens before the click can just mean sending more people to the same dead end. Think your website may be getting in the way of inquiries? The website and conversion review helps uncover why a website is not converting as well as it should, so you can focus on the right fixes rather than guessing. 60 minutes. Recorded? 5. Clear fixes. No bamichim or no guesswork. Money back. Guarantee. £97.